Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettillo along with Charlie Long. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, we have with us Devin McGovern, president of the Bonanno Boxing Corporation, previewing the Les Bonanno Classic on Saturday. Devin, thanks so much for joining us. Quick story about Les. Man, he used to come on with us so many times when he was alive. And I don't think there's been anybody that has promoted boxing in the last 50 years here locally than Les. I mean, that was his life, the boxing world, and the huge impact that he had in this area. And I'm so happy to see this go on. This is the second year for the Classic, and I'm glad to see that you're so heavily involved with this.
Yes, sir. I couldn't be more excited. I mean, like, I spent every moment I could with my grandfather, so I felt like, since I could walk, I've been involved in boxing. And I was definitely nervous at first when it was time to take the reins, but it's been a wild ride already. But I love every second of it.
Devin, tell us a little bit about what's happening Saturday in the card that you have for the second Les Bonanno Classic, and sort of preview of about the matchups this coming Saturday.
So to me personally, this is obviously the most important card that I put on in my grandfather's name. So we've got some serious talent, you know. Victor Hernandez out of Golden Meadow.
Oh!
10-0.
My neck of the woods.
Yeah, he is defending his NABA gold title versus Angel Luna from the Dominican Republic, and that is going to be a battle of a main event. Victor is extremely exciting fighter. That's something you don't want to miss. And the co-main event is New Orleans' own Marcus McDaniels from the Ninth Ward. Marcus and I were actually spoke at the city council meeting today in New Orleans. They honored him today. He is now 16-1, going to be 17-1, hopefully, after this weekend. He is fighting Manny Woods out of Tampa. Marcus is so fast. This is actually a rematch. They fought in Biloxi earlier this year. Marcus won by knockout, but it was a super close and extremely exciting fight. So I had to bring that to New Orleans so everybody in his hometown could see it.
That's awesome. So is this coming Saturday? It'll be at the Pontchartrain Center. What time does it start off?
So doors are for 6. First fight's going to start right at 7.
And how many total fights do you have, Devin?
I have 7 total fights.
That's awesome that you can pile that in that quickly. So if people are looking to get tickets, I know you could probably show up and get tickets, but if they want to do it ahead of time to make sure where they're sitting at, kind of tell everybody how they can get to it.
So bananoboxing.com, you can get your tickets off of there, or like you said, you can get them at the door. I wouldn't recommend at the door because there's normally quite a line.
Yeah, right.
So I would get your tickets ahead of time, but if you don't, yes, you can purchase them at the door.
Brawling in New Orleans. So your thoughts on kind of where boxing is today? Because, man, we see so much MMA fighting that goes on. And once it got put on television, there's kind of another generation that got caught up in it. And now boxing has to make up some ground here. So, and you being able to promote these type fights, your feeling on boxing overall?
So, after Regis Prograis fought at the arena last summer, and the arena was filled with, I was completely shocked. I was like, okay, boxing's back. So then I put my first card on the next month at the Pontchartrain Center, which was the first Les Bonanno Classic, and it went perfect. You know, like, we filled the Pontchartrain Center, and I was so surprised. I was like, wow, like, there is still, you know, a big draw for boxing in New Orleans. Boxing is not dead by any means in New Orleans.
One of the things, Devin, this was a few years back, but my old buddy Don Landry, former basketball coach and athletic director at Nicholls State, he wrote a book on the impact of him growing up and seeing everything in the boxing world in the New Orleans area. And he was like, it's amazing of all these really talented fighters that came from this area in that time frame. And I think it's great that you're trying to get that back up to the level that it once was? Because probably the heyday of boxing, certainly 30s and 40s, but then television got involved in the 50s and 60s, and then you could see it in the 70s and 80s, 90s. But to try to revitalize the boxing world, especially locally, because I agree with you, this is a boxing town.
Hey, listen, we've got some great local guys, people like who are going to be the future, like Jacob Yamazato, Gareth Payton, Bayor Garcia versus Antonio McNoah. That is going to be, those two heavyweights are going to go at it. That's going to be a war. I mean, we've got so many more local guys. You go to Kingfish Boxing Gym in Harahan. I went there the other day to watch the guys spar, and I mean, there must have been 100 people in there.
That's awesome.
You know, of all walks of life, women, kids, you know, taking boxing classes, and that really showed me. I was like, boxing is not dead by any means in New Orleans. More and more people are starting to get involved, and I love it.
I remember this. I think it was his last year at LSU, man. Coach O took up boxing. And he said, Mike, I like throwing the punches. I just didn't like getting hit. I was like, okay, everybody's like that. Okay? But yep. That's a skill set that you got to learn, too, to stay away from the big
Absolutely.
Punch. And sort of your body got to get used to taking the punches.
Yep. It's the last time I fought was 2018, and my mom was highly against me ever fighting again. So she did not want to see me get hit. So this was the route my grandfather's, you know, pushed me to. Look, you're going to manage and promote like me now.
Devin, thanks so much for joining us. Again, tell everybody, is this coming Saturday, September 7th, 6 p.m., doors open at the Pontchartrain Center, and that's, I think it's 4545 Williams Boulevard, I think is the address in Kenner. But again, yes, go through the main events that you have that Saturday night.
Victor Hernandez versus Angel Luna of the Dominican Republic, and then Manny Woods versus Marcus McDaniels from the Ninth Ward, and both of them are going to be great fights.
Devin, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate it, bud. And let's keep in touch because, man, I'm like you. I know boxing here is still looked at a different level, maybe than some other places. And it's still part of this community in so many ways. And I know they got some of them Bayou Boys that's involved with that, too.
Absolutely. Jonathan Guidry is still one of the best heavyweights in the world.
Yep, sure is. Devin, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Always appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Very, very nice talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Devin McGovern, president of the Bonanno Boxing, the grandson of Les Bonanno. And this coming Saturday at the Pontchartrain Center, 4545 Williams Boulevard. I think I'm right on that location in Kenner. They'll have brawling in New Orleans boxing. How about that, Charlie? That's pretty neat. They've got a lot of young guys involved with the sport.